Okay, well, we'll get started. I think we have enough people on the line, and today is February 16th, 2010. And as I was just saying a minute ago, that Yogi Bhajan has been with me. He's always with me, but I've felt his presence more strongly and what he wanted to talk to us about today. And I did feel kind of an electric, I felt kind of this electric energy with him around me, around us so powerfully. And it's pretty fun, it's pretty exciting. And so we'll go into the energies that are happening. It's a pivotal day in the astrology, and all days during this time leading up to 2012 have different energies and different significance. And we have a significant energy shift. And I'm hearing some background noise, so if you haven't star six, could you please? Thank you, I appreciate it. Wonderful. Okay, well, I wanted to just briefly start out with just a very brief introduction of what we've been working with as an overview on these calls. We do have some new people on the line. These calls started this summer, and they came out of a vision I had about uplifting and energizing people and the planet so that the planet can move into the higher frequencies, the ascension frequencies in 2012. And the 2012 has to do with the Mayan calendar, the prophecy set up by the Mayans, which talk about that we're on we have a 26,000 year cycle in which the entire solar system moves in a 26,000 year cycle. So just as we have a cycle of 24 hours, we have a cycle of night and day, the rotation of the Earth. The whole solar system moves, and the Mayans studied this, and they recognized this, and they recognized that our universe has its own cycles, and these cycles are like our day and night cycles. They're repetitive periods that end and begin just like our day and night. And these discoveries led to the understanding that our solar system rotates on an ellipse, and it brings our solar system closer and further away from the center of the galaxy, our central sun. In other words, the Mayans say that our sun and all of its planets rotate in cycles in relationship to the center of the galaxy, which they call the Hunab Ku. You probably heard that word and might not have known what it meant. But this is the Hunab Ku is recognized as the central light of the galaxy. And it takes, technically, according to the Mayans, 25,625 years, or rounded off to 26,000 years, for our solar system to make one complete cycle. And this cycle is called the Galactic Day. This day is divided into two halves, similar to our day and night. The half closest to the Hunab Ku, or the central sun, is our solar system's day. And the other half, further away, is the night. And each day and night lasts 12,800 years. So where we are right now is we are moving into the dawn. And, of course, we know the phrase, the dawning of the age of Aquarius. But we're literally moving into the dawn of the light of a new galactic day. And so in 2012, our Earth lines up with the center of the galaxy. And as we move closer and closer to this center of the galaxy, or our central sun, then all kinds of new frequencies and high-frequency energies are able to reach the Earth. So it represents literally a dawning of a new day where there's new frequencies, new energies that we can work with. And the Mayans say that the central sun, or the center of the galaxy, emits a ray of light so intense and so brilliant that it illuminates the entire universe. And it's from this burst of light that all of the suns and planets move into synchronization. And the Mayans call this burst of light the pulse of the universe, or the heartbeat of the universe, which beats only once every 5,125 years. So these pulses, or heartbeats, of the universe mark the end of one cycle and the beginning of the next. And so right now we're between pulses, and we're about to move into a new time. Right now this is called, the time period we're in is called the time of no time. And this is an important time because I think we need a little more star six on someone there. So during this time of no time, it's basically like we're in the womb, birthing what's going to happen on the planet as we move into this new age. And the decisions, the energies that we align with as each individual will create the world that we're moving into. So what we want to do is we want to move out of the thinking of destruction, the energies of destruction, into the conscious realization that we're all part of one great organism. We're all connected to each other. We're all on one planet. We're all part of the solar system. So we're moving into the consciousness of respecting one another and being grateful to our planet, to Mother Earth. And this will take us into a positive future for the age to come. So this is why I was directed to do these calls, because each one of you on the calls is so important and your consciousness is so expansive. And we're all much more powerful than we think. But especially now, during this time of no time, we are really creating the energy signatures or imprints for that which will be anchored in and move us forward into this new time. So again, the Siri Singh Father is here, and he's saying thank you. That was a good introduction. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of these energies that are coming through, these galactic energies that are coming through right now that we're working with. So we just moved out of an Aquarian new moon, which was February 13th and 14th. And what's really different about this new moon, what this is bringing in, it's the new moon in Aquarius, of course. You know, we're moving into the age of Aquarius, which is part of this 26,000-year cycle. And we know that Aquarius is the opening up of all the consciousness. So it's the age of consciousness. So we've got the new moon in Aquarius, and it's conjoining with Chiron and Neptune, which has to do with healing and unifying energies. And it has to do with allowing us to dissolve things that aren't true and fears that keep us from being connected and fears that keep people fighting and it's strife and separation. And this is a very significant conjunction that hasn't happened in a long time. And so this Chiron and Neptune, so Chiron's considered the wounded healer. It shows us where we need to change, what we need to heal. And what we're healing right now is the wounded feminine, the Mother Earth that hasn't been respected or taken care of. So all the different aspects about the Mother energy. So that's what this is bringing up. And of course, Neptune is the planet of expansion and dreams, where we can expand into the love of the mother and release the wounds and pains around that. And this particular configuration, which is considered an archetype of unity consciousness, only happens once every 57 to 80 years. And the last time it happened was September 3rd, 1945, and it was right at the end of World War II. So it was the end of that fighting where people, you know, there was a really big burst of a lot of new things happening right after World War II. All the baby boomers, which, you know, the consciousness movement grew out of people that were born, you know, around that time and after World War II. So that was the last time this happened. The time it happened before was in 1879 to 1880, and this had to do with the rise of capitalism and the industrial mechanization. So that's when we moved into a more industrialized society. And so today, February 16th, is the day that Chiron and Neptune meet exactly. It's like this exact day. So they travel within 10 degrees of each other for 7 years. So from now, so they're in this conjunction right now. So this very day, we're getting this energy of healing the feminine and dreaming and expanding into what a world would look like if we all moved into the connection with each other and the connection with the mother. And that beautiful prayer that we started out with talked about that, the possibility of a consciousness that we can be moving into. So we're anchoring in this frequency right now. We're anchoring in this consciousness just in this very moment, and us talking together and being together is anchoring this in. And there's, as I said, Yogi Bhajan is here, and angels and deities and other beings, and they're really letting us know how important we are in grounding in these frequencies. They're saying that it's you have to be in a physical body to connect these frequencies to planet Earth, and they can pulse all kinds of light from the sun and the moon and all the planets onto the Earth. But if they don't have people with the consciousness to ground in the frequency on the planet, it's not going to happen. So they're really, there's angels and beings here with us, and they're really acknowledging us, and they have a lot of excitement for what we're doing. And they can help expand what we're doing. So this is also a good day if you personally have a prayer about something that you want to heal. It's a good day just to put that out and just see whatever it was that needed to be healed, to see that totally healed and light pouring in, and really allow yourself to be elevated to that level of freedom and consciousness and freedom and love and loving yourself. So healing yourself, like the prayer, from self-criticism or not understanding your value, just healing all the low self-esteem. It's a beautiful day, and we're putting out that prayer and allowing that just to happen for everyone. So we've got these beautiful energies coming through, and these energies of these Neptune Chiron energies have to do with reawakening the social and spiritual ideals. So that's what's happening. So we can dream and think about, you know, what kind of world do we want to live in? What are the social ideals? What are the spiritual ideals? And the ideas of how we can live together with the beautiful kindness and compassion and heart center and love, the unconditional love of the mother and the love for everyone on the planet and the love for the planet herself. This is the moment that we're grounding that in. And it's a time that inspires trust and faith and being considerate for the world around us and for ourselves. So those are some of the energies that we're working with on this exact day, and these are going to be, we're anchoring them in, and they're going to carry through. So it's not just like an astrological energy that kind of like, okay, it came, now we had this, now we had that. No, we're anchoring these in, and it is affecting the future, and this is a 7-year anchoring this in. It's a 7-year energy where we're working with this, but today is the day we're anchoring those frequencies in. And so Yogi Bhajan is here, and he's saying that he's talking about the Om, and he says that in the Piscean Age, what we had was the Om, and Om is beautiful, but it takes us out of our bodies and into the absolute. And he's saying now we want to embody spiritual frequencies. We want to embody the feminine, the loving mother on planet Earth, and we do that with the Om. And he's saying, live in the Om, have your life be about the Om, expand out from the Om. And he said, talk to your mother, to Mother Earth, and vibrate Om with her. So as an example, when you're taking a walk, you know, you can be inhaling and exhaling Om. And he said you can vibrate it in your mind, or you can vibrate it out loud. And so we want to really, he's here instructing us, and he's saying, I want you to become more aware of working with the Om. And he said, I value that you tune in with Om Namo, and that's a wonderful, the wonderful, wonderful way to begin the day or any moment. And he said, continue to vibrate the Om throughout the day. And one exercise that he is giving us to do is, and we can do this together after we talk a little bit, but is to put, to vibrate the Om at every chakra. So if you put your hand on your crown chakra, you could vibrate Om, and then you go down through all the chakras. So your whole body is completely vibrating the Om, and he's saying that's what it is. He said, we want to get the feeling of the divine feminine in your body, in the body of Mother Earth. And we want the cosmos, we want the cosmos to hear the vibration of your Om, the vibration of the divine feminine. He said, we do hear you, and we want that excitement, that vibration. And as a sensory human, you can feel that. And he talked to us about a sensory human and saying that that's the being that will be living in this new age. And the sensory human, he's saying, will be vibrating with the consciousness of Om, the unity consciousness, and the consciousness of Ekankar, the consciousness of oneness. But he's saying it begins with the Om. And we want to get the Om infused in the planet, infused in Mother Earth. So again, he's saying you can take walks and vibrate Om, or, you know, you can hold a crystal and vibrate Om. And he's saying you can talk to your plants and vibrate Om. And he's saying hold a crystal and with a vibration of Om in it, and he's saying put it next to a plant and just start infusing everything with that essence of life that comes into the body. And as sensory humans, we're moving into the higher frequencies in the body rather than what we were given in the Piscean Age, which was we looked outside ourselves for authority. People were taught to leave their bodies to go to heaven, and thinking that they get their rewards later when they were in heaven. They were taught to vibrate the Om. The yogis were taught to withdraw from the world. They're now coming down. Now we're coming down into the body, into the world. And that has to do with the lower chakras, the first three chakras, and which is also your feet and legs. So the first three chakras start with your feet, and they come up from the earth and come up into your navel center. So you can vibrate Om from your navel center, Om from your creative center, Om from your feet. So he's saying, we'll fill the planet with this. And this is the Shakti. This is the Shakti energy. And it will be a ripple effect. And as we put out the Om, he's saying it's caught by the angelic beings that are around us right now. And they will help hold that frequency. And that has to do with helping the synchronization of the universe at this time so that we move into this love and this compassion and into our heart centers. So right now, he's just saying, take a deep breath in and breathe the Om, and know that it's your birthright to feel really good on the planet. He said people have been so scared. They wanted to leave their bodies. They wanted to escape. But we want to bring heaven on earth. We want people to feel good on the planet. And when people feel good in their bodies, then they won't need to do all kinds of things to escape, whether it's, you know, whatever, all the trappings that we have coming into our modern culture, whether it's eating junk food or things that aren't good for us. He said, what we need right now is to create that vibration so people can feel good in their bodies and they can really vibrate that wonderful feeling of the mother. He said, like be like a child who's just innocently held in the arms of the mother and just nursing the Omri to the nectar from the divine. And he's saying, those are the energies that are being poured in today on this day where Chiron, the wounded healer, he's saying the wounded mother, the wounded feminine is being rebirthed, is being reborn, is coming from the heavens, up from the earth. And he's saying, you are the being right now, this group are the beings that is anchoring that in this moment, that's creating that connection, that completion so that the wound feminine can be healed. And in the psyche of the planet, he's saying in the psyche of the planet that we're anchoring in these higher frequencies of the divine feminine, of the nurturing mother, she who gives birth to all life. We're anchoring in those frequencies right now. And he's saying it's a glorious moment, and it's wonderful to feel that glory in your own body, to take in the prana, to take in the breath, to feel good. And he said if there's something inside you that needs to be healed, maybe it's some pain or somebody hurts you, he said, breathe in and praise. He's saying praise something wonderful. Praise that you can take a deep breath in and feel good. He's saying that that will cancel out in this moment pain that you've suffered from the past. And he said as we overcome our own pains and suffering from the past, we're also setting that vibration that other people can overcome their pain and suffering. And that's putting out that frequency. And then others will be able to feel that, and others will be able to experience that. And it goes out into the ethers. And he's saying you won't know everywhere it goes, but as you breathe into that, you'll feel that expansion, and that expansion will carry you across, carry you into these higher frequencies. And he's saying that many people say, oh, well, nothing's going to happen exactly on the day of 2012 or this or that, or there's all these predictions, or Hollywood put out the movie about 2012 to scare people. And he's saying it's really about moving into these higher frequencies. And he's saying you need that trust, you need that love of the mother, that feminine energy, that creation is a beautiful, safe experience. He said that's what we're really anchoring in right now. We're anchoring in the trust so people can move into the higher frequencies, so people can leave fear behind. He's saying that 2012 is about leaving fear behind. It's about moving into these higher frequencies. We need trust for that. We need to trust that there is a safe place, and that comes from that feeling of being nurtured by the mother, being nurtured by the divine feminine, being held in the arms of the mother. And he's saying creation comes from the arms of the mother, that the absolute, the Shiva, the Om, holds the space, and Shiva beholds the beloved, Shiva beholds the mother, and out of that, it's the creation of the Om, the creation of the mother. So people need to experience the safety of that. And that will allow the wounds, what we've been talking about, the duality, the wounds of duality, to be healed. And we're opening up that space right now on this very, very important, energetic, astrological, beautiful day. Day of the Chiron-Neptune connection and conjunction and those beautiful energies flowing through us. Okay, beautiful. So let's just go ahead and we'll take a breath in. And he wants us to practice the Om together, and then we'll do, so we'll do that, and then we'll do our Ramadasa, and then we'll check in after that. So what we'll do right now is, go ahead, and we're going to vibrate the Om. So put your hand on top of your head. And inhale. And exhale. And go ahead and vibrate Om. Om. At the top of your head. Yeah, I think we can listen to each other for this. I think for the Ramadasa, we'll star six again. But I think we could, let's try doing this together. Okay, so if you want to unmute your phone, you can. We'll see how that works. Because he's wanting us to do it together. I'm just not sure the technical logistics, but let's go ahead and try that. So put your hand in. So he's here with us. He's saying, my hand is on top of your head. I'm blessing you right now, and let any pain you have come in, go into his hand. He'll take it away right now. So here we go. Om. Now, you just come out from throat chakra. And you want to do it, want to do that a little bit more. Okay, now, all right, now, heart chakra. Okay, do that again, heart chakra. Now, navel chakra. Second chakra. Then first chakra, feet and legs. Okay, I'm going to do that again. Good, and inhale. And exhale all the way down the chakras into your feet and legs, into Mother Earth. And relax the breath. Beautiful. And now he's telling us that we can practice that on our own if we like. So we put our, like we did, you put your right hand on each chakra, palm flat, facing down, and chant Om. He said 3 to 6 times, so each round is 3 times. So he said you can do it 1 or 2 rounds, or if you want to do another round, you can. So you do the rounds of the Om until you feel the energy of that chakra moving. So if you feel, the energy's not moving, there's some kind of imprint or wounding on any of the chakras, keep doing the Oms until it clears out, and he'll be with you when you're doing that. And then you'll be vibrating the Om. So he suggests that you do that every day, if you like. But he's saying that would be very... they would feel very blessed by us, and they feel very blessed by us for us practicing the Om today. So thank you. That was very beautiful. Okay, we're going to do, so breathe and just vibrate the Om, and then we're going to do our Ramadasa, the Ah, to open up the heart chakra, healing for the planet. So we'll all do that together. Then after the Ramadasa, we'll check in and talk for a few minutes. We'll share, and I'll connect. So we'll go ahead and get ready. Okay. Have to set up the music. I'm going to opt the high hoa for... let's see, here we go. There we go. Okay, got it now. Okay, so just feel in your body what you want to feel, and feeling for the Divine Feminine. That's what the devotion, the dedication, the intention for this chant is. Feeling of the Divine Feminine, opening the heart to the Mother, to the love, the trust.
Ramadasa.
Exhale, let the energy come all the way down from your crown into your feet, into Mother Earth. And bring the energy up from the mother into your body, into your heart. And feel that pulsating. Feel your heartbeat beating with the heart of the mother, giving and receiving. Inhale and exhale. And keep that pulsing feeling going with the Om. Okay. All right. Let's slowly come back and we'll share a little bit before we end the call. So I know you may be a little spacey from meditating. I am. That was a very powerful, deep meditation. I am definitely feeling the pulsing myself. And I'm feeling the excitement of the day and these new frequencies getting anchored in. So would anybody like to share what they experienced?
Hi, Karen.
Jennifer.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good, good.
When I got on the call, I couldn't get on the call to begin with because it was, I tried and couldn't get through, so finally I got it. And you were in the middle of the talk, and at around 3 o'clock I felt very excruciating pain right across my midsection, and I knew this was karmically connected to something, and when we started doing the Ong on the chakras, it cleared like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, wow.
I was in such pain that I couldn't even breathe, and when you started it, I was told to lie down and follow your instructions, and halfway through, when I got to the spot where the pain was, dissolved.
Unbelievable. Oh, wow. Thank you.
I do Reiki, so I was working on myself prior to it, right? But just to let everyone know, that's a pretty powerful...
Yeah,
it's a pretty powerful.
That's totally powerful. Wow, what a blessing. Thank you. I can feel that relief.
Ooh, Karen, I had crippling on my right hand as I was doing the Ramadasa now. This was like really crippling, and then I just continued and finally left, but it was quite painful.
What I hear Yogi Bhajan saying right now is let your pain come out, and that's what's happening. So really deep pain, he's saying, is coming out of our, he's saying it's out of our subconscious and it's going into our bodies and releasing through our bodies. So he's saying to do the Om, you know, meditation that he just gave us right now, and that he'll be with you. So he said, he's suggesting that we continue to do that for 40 days and allow, like, any deep subconscious pain about, you know, any abuse or abuse of the feminine or that we've taken on as women or that we've even taken on for the planet or for other people, you know, as women, as healers. Who knows what we take on. But he's saying he'll be right there with us, blessing us and dissolving our pain is what I'm hearing him saying. So I'm just feeling a lot of tingling about that.
Wow. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Wow. How's anybody else feeling about that? What's somebody else experiencing?
Satnam, this is Zambia Carr.
Oh, Satnam, I'm here. Welcome.
Well, the description you had of the Chiron and the Neptune, and as I told you, is right on my natal Chiron.
Oh, right.
Right on top of it, and so through the whole thing, I've been listening. I am for days now since the new moon, I've been feeling like... like a warrior goddess about to bring out her sword. It's very hard to... I'm not angry, but I just do not feel like suffering fools right now. And I don't know how to describe it. I really don't. I really have identified a few of the things, and as we were connecting to the Om, I tried doing it, and it was almost like a hand pulling my hand away from touching myself. So I don't know how to express it other than I know this too shall pass, but I have been feeling Yogi Bhajan's presence. I'm doing both the Shabbat and Kirtan Kriya every day, and I just don't know what the other side of this looks like, but I'm sure there is a side to this.
Well, I'm getting the message, make sure you call on Baba Siri Chan for psychic protection before you meditate, and so that he can clear you know, energies that may be trying to interfere with you.
Okay.
Since I'm seeing Babasuri Chand and Yogi Bhajan have been spending time together.
Yes,
enjoying reuniting, they're saying.
Yeah, they've become a little bit like Sonny and Cher.
Yeah, they're really working together. And I'm
yeah.
hearing Yogi Bhajan saying that they're really enjoying their co-creation, and that Yogi Bhajan saying, yeah, I kicked Babasuri Chand out of seclusion. He was one of those yogis that wanted to disappear, and he goes, I'm pulling him back to help you guys.
Well, I guess that's a follow-up question. I don't know that much about him, and I don't know if you have anything to share about him that could illuminate us a little bit about this.
I really wasn't connected to him or didn't know much about him either, but I started connecting with his energies, and he was the one of the sons of Guru Nanak, and he was one of those yogis that meditated in the jungle. I wasn't a householder, but he lived for some accounts say 135 years, and some say 149, but he developed a lot of powers, yogic powers, you know, siddhis.
Okay.
And so I first heard about him from Yogi Bhajan about, oh, well, if somebody's psychically attacking you, ask Babasuri Chand to take it away because he knows how to work with those kind of powers.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm just experiencing that he's coming more into working with us more directly and helping us develop our strengths and abilities, and that he's, I talked about the call last week that I had an experience where he was working with helping me navigate through an experience I had where I was really frustrated and angry. So he's really helping us work through intense energies, is what I feel.
Okay.
Kind of like the dark side, because he was said to be, you know, he meditated in the jungle, and there was one account of they couldn't find him. He had disappeared, and they were all worried about him. I think he was, like, actually a child, and they found him in the jungle meditating. And there was all these animals sitting around him in perfect peace, like a tiger and, you know, a jaguar, these different animals they had in the jungle at the time. So he has that connection with really harnessing those passionate frequencies that can get out of control, and that's what's happened on the planet where, you know, people haven't known how to control some of these frequencies, so they get into wars or kill each other or react or whatever level we want to discuss it, but that he's being brought back onto the planet to work with these, you know, really intense primal energies, and that's what he's able to help us with.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Guru Karen, and where do we find his information, or is there a chant? Is that what he does? Is that a chant that we're supposed to do?
Well, the chant of each yogi, although, you know, we're experiencing that, they sometimes come together. But if you specifically feel the urge or the energy to work with his energy, to call him up is Alok Babasuri Chand. So you say Alok, which means I call on, A-L-A-K, and then his name, Babasuri Chand. So that's how you, you know, ask him to come and be with you.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, would anybody else like to talk or share anything or ask anything? Or?
It's my first time today. I'm from New Jersey.
This is the one that Reed invited. Okay, welcome. Yeah, we can hear you at the beginning.
Yes, a workshop he's doing in New Mexico. He gave me name Hari Bhajan. And today is such a snow day in New Jersey and very, very tight. But after this hour, it's much easier. I hope the sun will come soon in New Jersey. Thank you.
Yes.
You're sending us some here.
I know some there.
Light. It's much, much easier to be in a body after this hour.
Okay, beautiful. Well, we appreciate you being on the call with us and bringing your beautiful divine feminine energy to work with us today. It's a very auspicious day for you to join us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just really feeling waves of divine love right now coming through to us and for all of us. So I hope everybody can just let that in as much as possible and wiggle your toes and Let it come all the way through your body and all the way down into Mother Earth and come back up into you, and allow it to keep getting stronger and stronger. And I do feel right now Baba Sri Chand is saying, yeah, I work with those deep primal energies, which is also sometimes deep primal fears. And he's saying that there's very deep fears that have been, you know, put onto Mother Earth, and that he's helping us, working to transmute those into power, you know, like divine power, the strength of love. Like he's saying, love requires strength, as we know. But he's saying that he's working with us to strengthen ourselves so we do become warrior goddesses, you know, warriors for love and that type of thing. So that's what he's saying. You can call on him for those primal energies, primal powers. And he's kind of saying, he's introducing himself. He said, yes, I have been, you know, meditating in the jungles for hundreds of years, but I'm coming back to work with everybody at this time. And he's saying he's our humble servant. So he's very beautiful. Would anybody else like to comment, share, express insights, anything that you'd like to put out there? Anything else? Anybody else? First time on the call?
Oh, I just enjoyed it so much. I've missed it, so thank you.
Oh, thank you, Barbara. I'm so happy you could join us today. It was really auspicious that you called right before the call. You got the energy.
I did. It was wonderful.
Good. Thank you.
Oh.
Yeah, wonderful. Okay, well, I'm just feeling a lot of blessings flowing through all of us today. So we're going to keep anchoring this energy in, and we'll intend that they get some sunlight in New Jersey there.
Thank you.
And thank you, everybody. And we'll keep working with these energies. And, you know, I suggest the Aum meditation. I know I'm going to be doing it myself. And does anybody have any questions about that?
How many times do we do it a day?
Well, I heard him say the minimum is 3 times on each chakra, but you can do as many rounds of 3 as you want, like you could do 6 or 9. But you want to make sure, we want to make sure we do it until we feel the energy flowing.
But should we do the meditation once a day, or should we do it morning and evening, or should we do it whenever?
I'm hearing to do it once a day in the morning.
Okay.
That's what he's suggesting. He's saying you might get too energized in the evening. I'm hearing the morning. And that would be great. So he's saying that he and Baba Sri Chand will be working with us, and that will give them a way to really... you know, continue to work with us during this time of transition. And he said, be aware that you are transitioning not only for yourself, but taking on things for the planet. And this will help release them quickly so you don't have to hold them in your bodies and feel pain. They want us to feel joy and happiness and ways of love. That's their intention for us.
Cool, Karen, I'm not clear about the hands. Like, they were both on the head when we began, and then I left them on the head while we were doing it, but then you said to take your right hand and go down the chakras?
What I'm getting is take your right hand, palm on top of the chakras, so one hand. And if you're not on the phone like we were today, then your left hand can be in Gyan Mudra.
Okay.
What's Gyan Mudra?
Touching your thumb to your first finger, your Jupiter finger. Okay. That's the mudra.
Your index.
Thank you.
Yeah, your index finger, your middle finger, your first finger.
Yeah.
Yes.
I also do a lot of knitting. Can I do knitting and do the Aum as I knit?
Yes, he's saying we can, you know, you can do the Aum anytime, but specifically for the meditation to clear any blocks in our chakras.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a different thing. But he said at any time, yes, we can vibrate the Aum. That's what we're pulling through right now. Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, I know. Wonderful. It's exciting.
So now I have a quick question, Francie. I heard the saying, Alak Baba Sri Chand Darak.
Right.
And I don't know, in what situation is that good to be used?
That's specifically,
why?
Yeah, that's The Dirac is specifically if you feel that you're under psychic attack, that somebody's putting, you know, negative energies on you. That sends their energies back to them. That's one of Baba Sri Chan's cities that he can do that. But the Dirac means that you're sending the energy back to that person that's basically attacking you. So only use that specifically if you're feeling attacked. Otherwise, you don't need that piece.
What is that?
Is the energy transformed when sent back, or is it just a reflection? Because I know
you become like a mirror. You become like a mirror.
I see.
Is the mirror changing at all the frequency? Like, for example, someone attacks you with negative. Are you sending back negative, or are you sending back positive?
Well, you're like a mirror, and the energy just bounces off of you, and it just goes, it just pushes. It's like an energy that pushes that energy away from you, and the person can receive, you know, good energy, positive energy, can be transformed, you know, if they choose, but everybody has free will, so we don't know what effect it's going to have on that person. But it sends it back, basically, and it will be cleansed by the universe, because everything's just energy. But it sends it away from you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, wonderful. Well, we've been together for, you know, a little bit over an hour here. It's been wonderful, very intense. And I'm feeling to say Sat Nam to everybody. And I'll be with you energetically, and I'll look forward to connecting with you in person next Tuesday.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. So, Sat Nam, everybody.
Sat Nam.
Much love. Much love to everybody.
Thank you.
Sat Nam.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.